Praise God. Hallelujah. We good up there? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we'll start in 1 John chapter 5 again tonight for our lesson, Power to Overcome. Our scripture reference is 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And we started a couple of victories. Pam started with on the victories with victory over diet. I call it victory over diet because I'm going to go with the D's. And we talked about wisdom and discipline. And I want to share something that when Pam shared and her testimony and shared on that Wednesday night, the Lord spoke to me about giving something up. And one of the things that I really overindulged in was potato chips. I get a big bag, and in 2 days, I'd eat the bag. Okay, I just did. The problem was I carried, huh? You know, the chips if you ate the bag. You ate the chips, and I ate the bag, okay? No, but I would take them and sit down in the family room, and I would eat just about the whole bag of chips because they're just addicting to me. And so that was, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I've had potato chips with a couple of meals out at restaurants, but I haven't opened up a bag of chips or took a potato chip since that night in snacks. So it's really helped me, and it's helped me feel better. Amen? So the word went forth and accomplished something. It gave us some victory. Then the following week, J.O. taught us on victory over death. And he talked about victory over physical death, spiritual death, and relational death. Amen? And last week, I spoke to you about victory over defeat. Amen? And so tonight, we're going to go with victory over weakness. And how many have a weakness somewhere in your life? Come on. Amen. You know, so God wants to help us to overcome these things. Amen. And we could just speak, hey, you don't have to take 5 weaknesses tonight, just 1. God's grace is sufficient for today, and he wants to help you in one area in your life tonight. Amen. So with this in mind, turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles 29. This is the prayer of David. Amen. Verse number 11. Does everybody have a pen? Everybody has something to write with? Okay. Verse number 11 says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all." Amen. So first thing we want to look at is his power. His power. This is a reminder. We have his reminder in Psalm 62. So if you go to Psalm 62 with me, when you get there, say amen. I love this verse 11 where he says this. He says, "God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God." Amen? And one of the things the Father wants us to have revelation and understanding about is it's his power, not our power. And that we're resting in his power and we're resting in his finished work. Amen? And we're not trying to accomplish this in our own strength and our own power. I think one of the things, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So we have the power within. With this power, he gives us his strength. His strength. Over the next couple chapters, in chapter 65 of Psalms, in the Psalm, and verse number 6, he says, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power. In other words, he is in control of all things. Amen? No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like. And you know, nothing is too big for him, and nothing is too small for him. Sometimes we feel that, oh, that's just too small for a great big God. But it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. You know, it's a little things. And so God wants you to know that he's the God over all things. So he gives us his strength. But the key is to have revelation. Revelation comes from the Greek word apokalypsis, which means revealing or coming to the knowledge of. In Romans 16, how many in here does the adversary beat up from time to time? God wants you and I to recognize and have revelation and understanding is, if we recognize who we are, we don't give him that space. But we're all still human. And listen to me. He says, there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. The problem is, we walk in the spirit and we walk in the flesh. But even when we walk in the flesh, God doesn't give in his word to condemn anybody. He sent his word to encourage you, to lift you up. Amen? To help you. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and this is the victory, even our faith. Our faith is increasing every time we hear the word, every time we read the word, every time we see the word, every time we speak the word. Amen? That's why I always encourage people, the best way to read your Bible is out loud. When you're reading your Bible out loud, you're seeing it with the portals of your eyes, you're speaking it with your mouth, and you're hearing it with your ears. Amen? You've covered all areas. Amen? So when I read out loud. Do I not? I always read out loud because I'm hearing. I'm not only speaking it, but I'm hearing it, and faith is increasing. Do you read yours out loud? Amen. Amen. I read mine out loud in English. I'm just kidding. That's where the cord comes in. But in Romans chapter 16, verse number 25, the word of God says this. He says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest. And there ain't no more secret. There ain't no secret.
What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
Amen. You don't know how many people you just spared on the internet that would have to listen to me sing that. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he says in verse number 26, but it's now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Amen. In other words, our faith has to have action with it. Faith without works is dead being alone. You know, so in other words, we have to add our actions with our faith. You know, we gotta stand strong. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen? And we're in this together. And you know something about it? We're better together. Together. Amen? You make me better. Whether you know it or not, I make you better. It works both ways. Amen? So he says first he says we have to recognize his power and have revelation of his power. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is dwelling in us. So we have resurrection power inside of us. Amen. So to have victory over our weakness, we've got to sometimes depend on the one inside of us. Now, many times when the adversary attacks us, he usually attacks us when we're alone or we don't have any helper around. Amen? And when he attacks us in this place, it's important for you and I to have understanding of who we are and the power we have speaking God's word. He said, man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. My words don't do anything to the devil, but God's word sends it running. Amen? Amen. That's why he says to meditate upon these things. Get this word inside of you. Recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. Recognize that you have power. God's given you, he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go you therefore. He told him that, but you should receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. How many has the Holy Ghost? Amen. You have the Holy Ghost, you have power. Amen. Amen. And your witness becomes one of the greatest witnesses you have before others is walking and operating in victory.
Amen.
Amen. You're not testifying to many people walking in defeat. Amen. Amen. And if I could do all things through Christ that gives me strength, and I'm more than a conqueror through Christ, I've got to act it out. Amen. I got to put action to my faith.
That's true.
Amen. Amen. You know that faith is an action word? Amen? That means we're actively storming the gates of hell. The problem is sometimes we're waiting around for the devil to come and we got to go put him in his place before he gets there.
Amen.
Amen? Sometimes we always want to get on the defensive side and not be on the offensive side. Jesus said that we're to go and take back everything that belongs to us, that he's given us power and authority over every name named in heaven and earth. So if we have that power and authority, it's important for you and I to have revelation of who we are. And then who your pastor is, it's who you are. Amen. You're a child of the living God. Amen. You've got the Spirit of the living God. Your faith is important. Your words are important. When you speak the word, you speak it with authority. Don't speak it in doubt. This is a no-so mentality. Lord, if you want to, would you please do this? Well, you never read your word. Because if you read your word, you don't have to ask him if he wants to. You already know he does want to. Right? Amen? I don't know about you, but when I'm fighting the devil, if I go fight the devil with doubt, I'm going to get beat up. Amen? We got to fight the devil head on with faith and the strength of the Lord. So first he says to us that we're looking at his power over weakness. Secondly, I have his promotion. His promotion. You know, the Word of God says this. The Word of God says that we're a chosen generation, we're a royal priesthood, we're a holy nation, we're a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him that brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time were not a people, but now are the people of God, who at one time had not obtained mercy, but now we've obtained mercy. Amen? So God wants you to understand that you're royalty. Hello? Amen. You're royalty. You're a priest, prince, princess. Amen.
Amen.
And so where we're going in Genesis chapter 45. We have the promotion. His promotion from shepherd to king, from Joseph, excuse me, his promotion. From the pit to the palace, right? We know that Joseph, his brothers threw him into the pit and he got delivered. But in verse 7, it says this, and God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. How many are going through something right now? How many are going through hell or going through a storm in your life? God says it's not just for your benefit, but it's for the benefit of others. Amen. We're to take the kingdom of God, and we have inheritance for our children and for our grandchildren. We're establishing things for the next generation. Amen. We're not only doing it for us, we're doing it for our children and our grandchildren. Amen. They're going to inherit the blessing. Amen. He says in verse 8, "So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and have made me a father to Pharaoh and the Lord of all of his house and a ruler throughout the land of Egypt." Amen. In other words, if Joseph was never thrown into the pit, his family would have never been preserved. If he never went through hell, I like what old Carmen said, when you're going through hell, don't stop. Amen. Let's just keep on moving, right? Amen. But he not only took him from the takes him from the pit, but he also to the palace, but also he took a shepherd and made him a king. In 2 Samuel, chapter 7, this is the prophecy of Nathan. The word of God says in verse number 8, he says, "Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be a ruler over my people, over Israel." Amen?
Amen.
In other words, no matter what it seems like or no matter where you're at, keep pressing in. God has great plans. Amen? I love the fact that the Father has appointed and anointed each and every one of us.
Amen.
Amen. Not just for our benefit, but for the benefit of others. Amen.
Amen.
So we have also from knowledge to understanding. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, I probably have quoted it here at least 10 times. Yeah, I'm probably 100 maybe. Solomon says, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding." Amen. And I'm talking about knowledge and understanding, and I'm talking about understanding the Word of God and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus, so that when the adversary comes in, like the Word of God says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. The standard was raised by the cross of Calvary. Jesus said it was finished. We're operating out of and from the finished work of Calvary, not to get to it. Amen? When Jesus said it was done, it was already complete. Now we just have to get in a position to receive and understand what's been provided for us. So this goes in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel 2. Verse number 21. The word of God says that he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Amen? And in other words, we're walking in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us all from sin. Amen. We're walking in revelation knowledge. Amen. That he has given us his power. He's given us his promotion. Amen. He wants to promote us. He wants us to grow deeper and deeper in the things of God. Amen. Amen. I just see, if we're in the last days and we're in the last days, there's a latter day harvest. There's a harvest of souls that's coming. And the devil wants to keep us in a place of apathy or complacency, but God said, let the church arise and the enemy will be scattered. Amen? Amen. If we start arising with the revelation and understanding of who we are in Christ Jesus, we'll operate in that power. We'll recognize that he is the one that promoted us. Amen? Amen. And all promotion comes from the Lord. There was a time and season for Joseph to go from the pit to the palace. There was a time and a season for David to go from the sheep as a shepherd to a king. He had to go, there was a trial of things, there was a test of things. And God takes us through things as he's promoting us. But what the Lord wants you to understand that we operate in his power, we have his provision, but thirdly, we also, a promotion, we have his provision. Amen? I love the Lord because he always blesses. And if you don't know about the blessings, just get in Matthew chapter 5 and start reading it. Amen? We call it the Beatitudes. And the Beatitude may be, maybe we can have a better attitude if we understand what the Beatitudes are about. We can be about a better attitude, right? Amen? Corn here comes free. Amen? Psalms 28. Verse number 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. I don't know about you, but that encourages me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That part of his provision is the blessing. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, you're blessed.
You're blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
We're blessed.
Blessed.
Amen. Amen. What does blessed look like? Has anybody ever won something?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's you, but in sports, when we won, we celebrate it. Amen? And the Father is saying to you and I here tonight that you were victorious.
Amen.
That you're already a winner. So it calls for a celebration. Can you just say, thank you, Lord? Can you give a shout of praise?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Secondly here, he says that the praise, and I love Philippians 4. Amen. And verse number 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, what does he say to you? Did he say, my God shall supply all your want? No, he said, but God shall supply all your need. Where? According to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In other words, having revelation of who we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And if we don't have revelation of who we are and Christ Jesus, we never get all of our needs met. Back in class, guys. Thank you. Kid watch. I'm a kid, so I watch kids. So he says, but he it is riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So to me, it says, God's taking care of me. God's taking care of you. Amen. Is there anybody starving in the room? Is anybody naked in the room?
Huh?
You ought to sew some hair from your head on your arm to get warmer. I don't have any to spare. But he also have, we have the victory. Look with me in Psalms 89. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, you're hearing the word of God. You're seeing the word of God. You're hearing the word of God. You have to speak it. Here's David in verse number 20. He says, I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Amen. Amen. We come from the heritage of Jesus, and Jesus is from the heritage of David. So we're walking in the same anointing, in the same call. So what is he saying to us? I love what Jesus said to the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Talking about victory and weakness. And he said unto me in verse number 9, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. In other words, I have to recognize I have the weakness, but I know where the strength comes from. Amen? He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. In other words, the apostle Paul wasn't saying he wasn't allowing the devil to have his way. He wasn't allowing the devil to have his way. But what he was saying is he recognized he was facing adversity and the one he had to trust and hold on to. And that power, that strength that comes from him. Amen. And so many times when we're going through battles, we're trying to do it in our own power and our own strength, and we're getting beat up, and we're getting scarred, and we're getting wounded. And the problem with people when they get scarred and they get wounded, they have a tendency to scar and wound other people at the same time. Amen? But the Lord says if we have revelation and understanding that we have his power, we have his promotion, and we have his provision. Amen? That he's taking care of us and he counts us as his children. Amen? And there's no orphans in the room. So if you look to the next chapter in verse number 13, and this is what I'll close with tonight. The Apostle Paul said this. He says, since you seek a proof in verse 3 of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. Read that out loud, everyone. Then he says this. He says, for though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. Amen? In other words, the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. Amen. And God just wants you and I to understand tonight, okay, it's his power, it's his promotion, and it's his provision. Amen. So let's all stand. Hallelujah.